A few weeks ago, I talked with Conservative MP Michael Chong about a series of recommendations he wanted to present to make our parliament more productive and more civil. Well, based on the first 3 days of this session of parliament, those proposed reforms can't happen fast enough. It seems that many of our MPs are oblivious to the fact that we're facing some of the most challenging domestic, economic, and constitutional crises of the last 50 years. And at the same time, our global partners are imploring Canada to take a more proactive role in dealing with the geopolitical energy and food supply issues and even the threat of nuclear conflict in Ukraine. Now, you'd think that faced with these very real threats to our country and our planet, that our MPs and their leaders would adopt a more somber and pragmatic tone this session. But such was not the case. Instead, opposition members resorted to their usual lame attempts to employ what they assume are witty quips in question period. They think they're going to embarrass the government. And the government itself, well, they respond with the regurgitation of the usual pre-scripted talking points on key issues. Just when are these people going to get serious about these challenges? We don't need cheap political theater. We need them to propose solutions to these dilemmas. I know, they tell us they're doing the best they can. But as Churchill said, sometimes it's not enough to do your best. Sometimes you have to do what is required. I'm Bill Kelly.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.